I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. Boys, if you would, swing that spotlight around and shine it brightly on one very special community in our listening area. Our civic showcase today salutes Rahway, New Jersey. Rahway is situated in southern Union County. It's about 5 miles west of Staten Island, maybe 17 miles southwest of Jersey City. Rahway's population, 27,346, and it's growing. Rahway was once home to Lenape Native American people. In fact, the city was named after tribal chief Rawak of the Lenape. In the mid-1600s, the English came and purchased the land from the Lenape, upon which Rahway would sit. During the American Revolutionary War, in January of 1777, rebels beat back the British in the Battle of Spanktown. Rahway's original name was Spanktown, named so, and I quote from Wikipedia, because an early settler publicly took his wife across his knee and chastised her, unquote. The Merchants and Drovers Tavern in Rahway, well, that dates back to 1795 when George Washington visited there during a trip to New York City. After the Revolutionary War, Rahway was home to the first national mint, creating coins stamped E Pluribus Unum. Rahway's major stagecoach and railroad lines connected it to New York City and Philadelphia. Plus, the navigable Rahway River brought still more to and from the city. By the 1850s, British, Irish, and German immigrants had arrived to settle in Rahway. Many manufacturers located there, such as the Regina Music Box Company. Wheatina.
Delicious Wheatina. You could have it every day.
And most importantly, Merck and Company.
For almost 350 years, responsible behavior has been the foundation of our success.
On the edge of Rahway sits imposingly the East Jersey State Prison. Notable people from Rahway include Carl Sagan, the famous astronomer.
There are, in fact, 100 billion other galaxies, each of which contains something like 100 billion stars.
The brilliant Nikola Tesla resided in Rahway and oversaw his Tesla electric light and manufacturing company there.
I see a universe of infinite energy with no potential for threat from this enemy, so you can call me Tesla.
And Martin Cassio was a professional bowler who earned 15 major titles. We're proud to serve you, Rahway, New Jersey. We hope you're listening. think with a little luck, we have Frank on the phone. Frank, are you there?
Oh, with a little luck, we are. Yes, sir.
You sound great, Frank. Where are you?
Oh, man, I'm Staten Island. I've been in Staten Island ever since I married my sweet girl here.
Right. Are you originally from Staten Island?
Buddy.
I didn't hear that.
Originally from East New York.
From East New York. Have you ventured far from New York in your lifetime at some point or another?
Sure. We drove across the country a number of times here. Back in the old college days, stuff like that. I met everybody.
What do you mean you met everybody?
Oh, man. One time we took the Frank... No, the Bob and Barbara tour of Across America.
Right. What's that?
Oh, it was a really great plan. Every time we would hit this town, you know, it was the end of the day, whatever, towards the day.
Right.
We would, we started with friends Bob and Barbara down in Philadelphia. And we said, do you know any Bob and Barbaras in Ohio?
Right.
And they said, sure. And we couch surfed over there. We never met them before. Bob and Barbara. Not the greatest people. You know, having a great old time out there in Yellow Springs. And then from there, oh boy, we were in Topeka. We didn't know anybody anywhere else in the country.
Right.
Forget about it. And it was just, do you know any Bob and Barbara's, you know, a day's trip from here? And we were just, that's how we went.
Really? In Topeka? So you just found a random Bob and Barbara?
No, they were friends of the previous Bob and Barbara.
Oh, I see. So it got you all the way across the country.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do these days? What's your occupation?
We're retired.
How old are you?
I can say what I am, but I've just been told with a very stern face to only say my age.
Right.
So
right.
I'm double sixes right now.
You are 66. How do you feel? Are you excited about the rest of your life?
Oh, you're kidding. I'm the luckiest guy in the whole world. This is incredible. This is way beyond any expectations.
Now, is that your better half there with you that you were talking about?
Yes. This is Patty Burgess.
Patty? Can you put Patty on for a second?
We have a very strong... A code of silence. The cone of silence has been lowered in her direction.
Now, Frank, you're a great guy. You've got a great attitude. You're an optimist. Somebody out there in our audience today is feeling down. Give them a little uplifting word of encouragement.
No. Buddy, lady out there, whoever you are, there's nothing that bad. Nothing. I just got recovered from a stroke. I was flat on my back for 3 months, paralyzed.
Wow.
The only thing that works is positivity. That's the only thing.
It's powerful medicine, isn't it?
Laughter is the medicine.
Laughter.
But positivity, it works. It comes back at you 1,000 times over.
Man.
It got me through 1,000,000 scrapes with this lady over here. Forget about it. We call it marital bungee jumping.
Right. But you make up quickly when you have a fight.
Oh, there's no fight. There's a disagreement, a discussion.
Frank, before I let you go, what's the best thing about your partner? What's that one thing you love the most?
Oh, there's two of them, and I can't... I'll name them. That's all I can do. Confident joy. Happy birthday, little fellas. You know what I'm talking about, little guys.
Frank, will you call me again? I want you to be a regular. You're fantastic.
Oh, sure. I've been listening to your show since you started. I voted to make sure that you stayed on there, buddy.
You are great, man, Frank. I really like talking to you. I got to run right now, though.
Of course, dear. Yeah, have a great day there.
You too, Frank. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Right now it's time to check in with another great guy, one of my favorites. I call him Chalky, Kurt Chalky Gottschalk. Let's find out what the word of the week is.
Thanks, Clay. You know, I know your audience is made up of a bunch of hippies and beatniks. And so this week, I thought we'd take a moment to look at the word bohemian. 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 The term, as it's come to be used, is geographically misleading. And it seems once again we have the French to blame.
Un gros sac à et tu vaux pas mieux qu'elle.
You see, sometime in the 15th century, nomadic tribes from Romania, that name left over from when the territory was a province of the Roman Empire, made their way to France, and the French, perceptive though they are, decided the wanderers had come from Bohemia, which is now part of Czechia, until recently known as the Czech Republic.
Muy Bože, ta se loka.
Coincidentally, when the Roma camps made their way to Britain early in the 17th century, they were called gypsies, because those brainiacs figured they'd come from Egypt.
Egypt is Egypt again!
Their enviable lifestyle of staying up all night playing music and living outside the law made the uptight Western Europeans uncomfortable. And so Bohemian and Gypsy both came to have negative connotations, although not about Czech or Egyptian people. Puccini's 1896 opera La Bohème helped to popularize this romanticized and derogatory impression of happy and penniless artists.
La Bohème, La Bohème, nous ne mangions qu'un jour sur deux.
Such mapless and witless coiners of terms also gave us the word bohunk around 1900.
She at the church, she get married to a bohunk.
Which rather generously means someone who is either Bohemian or Hungarian, but is still dirty and poor.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm
easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Back to you, Clay.
Driving on Fifth Avenue, you pass the former location of the NAACP. For decades, the headquarters was located here at 69 Fifth Avenue.
The NAACP was founded in 1909, half a century after the Civil War ended slavery as an institution. But most blacks were still victims of poverty, discrimination, and racial hatred.
As part of its anti-lynching campaign in the 1930s, the NAACP flew a flag out of its window, high above the bustling street, but in plain view to all passing by, which read, quote, "A man was lynched yesterday," whenever such a horrific crime took place.
A crowd lynched Jesse Thornton for not addressing a white police officer as Mr.
This continued until 1938, when the owners of the building threatened the NAACP with eviction if they did not take down the flag, forcing its removal.
The Equal Justice Initiative found white Southerners lynched nearly 4,000 black men and women and children between 1877 and 1950.
Today, in celebration of Black History Month, a workshop for children celebrating George Washington Carver will be held in Queens Botanical Garden from 1 to 2:30 p.m. For WFMU, this is Gabriel Cohen.
The FBI is heading to Claiborne County, Mississippi, after a black man was found hanging in the woods there, possibly lynched, while authorities remain tight-lipped about the case.
Station Manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Salem County, New Jersey. It was a sticky commute on Interstate 295 after tar coated the highway. Tar cakes and acres of tar pudding spoiled an otherwise pleasant commute. Cranford, New Jersey. An underground fire caused multiple manhole covers to explode. Melting snow and rock salt reacted with PSE&G equipment under North Avenue Monday afternoon. Orangeburg, South Carolina. An acid explosion caused a blaze, damaging a beloved Orangeburg factory. Hawthorne, New Jersey. Hazmat response to odors at Hawthorne Apartments. In Savannah, Georgia, a van crashed into the Outback Steakhouse. Annapolis, Maryland, an overdose in the giant supermarket parking lot led to a hazmat incident. The white powdery substance at hand was identified as sodium azide. Chesterfield, Virginia, police investigating a possible meth lab. Atlantic City, New Jersey, firefighters found a hotel room meth lab after a fire at Atlantic City's Tropicana Casino and Resort. Toms River, New Jersey.
Hold it. Station manager Ken, you're out of time. Geez, exploding manhole covers, acid explosions, weird odors coming out of a Hawthorne. Let's see if the audience would approve maybe just one more hazmat disaster today. Audience, what do you think? Go, station manager.
A Toms River, New Jersey car dealership was evacuated after reports of illness from mystery fumes.
Mystery fumes. It's a dangerous world out there. You guys be careful. Thoughts and opinions on the issues and topics of the day that matter to you most. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Fabio, what's on your mind this week?
Tailgaters. And even more than tailgaters are these knuckleheads who zip in and out of high volume traffic at high speeds.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
So, like, what, you know, what is the point of tailgating? It really serves no purpose except to make a nuisance of yourself. You're basically annoying the person in front of you.
And the traffic must have been awful.
And you're potentially causing an accident, because if you're driving so close to somebody and, you know, something should happen, you have to stop short, they're going to crash into you. So, I mean, that is just a useless endeavor. And those knuckleheads should just stop doing that. And the ones that zip in and out of lanes at very high speed, those guys are really dangerous, and they should just be taken off the road, period.
This week on Wake and Bake Science, it's the science of curling.
Final stone, Guju. Walker with him. Angle it back. Is he going to pick it? Oh! Come on!
Since its re-entry into the Winter Olympics 20 years ago, this esoteric and somewhat mysterious sport has really surged in popularity.
Trying to get the roll to the stone at the button. They're working on it frantically. There's the contact. There's the roll. She made it.
You're as cold as ice.
And while many people are beginning to understand the complicated rules behind the sport,
two teams of four people, two teams of four people take turns throwing 44-pound stones down a sheet of ice.
Scientists still don't know why the rock behaves the way it does on the ice.
A puzzlement.
Yes.
Canadian scientists Mark Shigelsky and Edward Lazowski believe they've found the answer to that question. In a recently published paper, they've put forth a theory backed by a complicated equation, which explains how the textured bottom of the rock known as the running band, actually binds to each raised part of the ice, known as a pebble, and then pulls away at breaking point, causing the rock to lurch in the direction of rotation. With this information, Shigelsky has patented a new type of curling stone with an even broader running bond at the bottom. 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 Which allows beginning curling enthusiasts to put even more curl on the rock.
Something's happening to curls.
Stay tuned to Wake and Bake for more science.
You're as cold as ice.
Team USA men's curling also still alive. They beat Canada for the first time ever in Olympics competition, though the Americans still a long shot to medal. They're going to need to win their remaining games.
Here is Cheyenne with your free music archive pick of the week.
Thanks, Clay. The free music archive pick of the week this week is called Keep Your Stupid Dreams Alive by the Prefab Messiahs. Messiahs. The title track of an album out on Burger Records, this song is truly an inspirational anthem for our time.
Aww.
Because if we don't keep our stupid dreams alive, who will?
I don't know.
Prefab Messiahs.
Prefab Messiahs. No.
The Prefab Messiahs are here to remind us that it's important to dream and to judge ourselves for it. And the song's available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org. Prefab Messiahs.
Prefab Messiahs. That's straight off the Free Music Archive. Go there now, freemusicarchive.org. You'll find all kinds of free music to download. Great one, Cheyenne.
Ba-ba, ba-ba.
Today in history, this is February 21st. Wednesday, the last February 21st, 2018, that will ever be. On this day in 1842, John Greenough is granted the first U.S. patent for the sewing machine. Do you sew? Do you have a sewing machine? I'd like to sew. 1848, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels published a communist manifesto, and a lot of you were off to the races. 1885, the newly completed Washington Monument is dedicated. 1918, oh, this is sad. The last Carolina parakeet died in captivity on this day in the Cincinnati Zoo. Let's stop that kind of thing from happening again. Jeez, I wish I could see a Carolina parakeet. And 1965, Malcolm X is assassinated in the Audubon Ballroom in New York City.
The history of unpunished violence against our people clearly indicates that we must be prepared to defend ourselves, or we will continue to be a defenseless people at the mercy of a ruthless and violent racist mob.
Happy birthday.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your birthday today, is it? Well, if so, happy birthday. You are a Pisces. Now, station manager Ken just had a birthday. I think he's an Aquarian, right on the cusp. Mine's tomorrow. I'm a Pisces. It's a big one, too, I gotta tell you guys. And I never knew how to say this name. Is it Anais Nin with the Dirty Books? Anais Nin, her birthday, born in 1903 on this date, passed away 1977. I've read some of the really good stuff. Sam Peckinpah, 1925, the great director. Givenchy, the designer, born this day, 1927. I like some Hubert Givenchy. 1933, Nina Simone. Wow. Happy birthday. She passed away in 2003, but I feel she hears us. David Geffen, born this day, 1943. He had a big impact on music. Jerry Harrison, 1949, from Blondie. Happy birthday. Geez, there's a lot of them. Kelsey Grammer. Owen King, that's Stephen's son. He writes books. And Jennifer Love Hewitt, young actress, born 1979 on this day. And also,
it would be one thing if everybody was absolutely delighted watching TV 24/7.
David Foster Wallace. I'm going to recue that because I like what he says.
It would be one thing if everybody was absolutely delighted watching TV 24/7, but we have as a culture not only an enormous daily watching rate, but we have a tremendous cultural contempt for TV, such that now TV that makes fun of TV is itself popular TV. There's this way in which we who are watching a whole lot are also aware that we're missing something, that there's something else, there's something more.
David Foster Wallace. Sorry, I kind of screwed that up. I'm transitioning away from these compact discs. Just when I was getting familiar with that technology, they tell me I need to migrate away from it. I love that, David Foster Wallace. Consider the Lobster. I love that, the essays. But then what's the big thick one? I can't think of it right off the top of my head. Geez, Medson, if you know it, what is it? I'm having a total brain freeze. That one's a tough wait, but I want to get back to it. He talks all about being a tennis player and stuff like that. Infinite Jest. That's it. I got to read that. What a great guy. Sorry we lost him.
Were chowdered,
and his wig was
powdered
lily white.
Yes, lily white.
Off he rode.
I need a colonial meat pie.
Colonial meat pie.
I want a meat pie. Then I want to get high.
I have a need
to drink meat,
to smoke weed.
I don't want to be a king. That would be fair.
I just want to cross
the Delaware.
Because I'm quite aware of what the English have in mind for us.
Yeah.
So the pointy end of a bayonet in the anus. That's at fault here. No, it ain't. That's at fault here.
To the rear.
I'll adjourn to the rear of the ranks. And give thanks to God that I'm still alive. Still feel the sun on my face as I'm driving my old mule back to Martha's place.
Knowing she's gonna make sweet potatoes.
She's gonna make those sweet potatoes. Yes, Martha's gonna make my sweet potato pie.
Yes.
And I will bed her in the garden. I will bed Martha in the roses and in the weeds. I will tend to a bee. Now what I mean to say is Martha has injured her arm.
She has injured her arm.
See it bleed, see it bleed.
Her arm
is bleeding horribly. Her arm is bleeding horribly. And so I'll bed her down in the roses. Yes, I'll bandage the wound.
I will bandage
the wound.
Martha's wound.
I will bandage the wound. Oh, yes, I will.
And before I'm done,
all gems will know the name of George Washington.
Been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. Ah, you're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh!
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.